Afaylach and Chanukah, everyone. I've always felt that when the Al HaNisim portion, which describes the Nisim of Purim and Chanukah, begin, it isn't merely to set the time frame and the location of the events of Bayomim Mahim Bezman Hazeh. In other words, when it says Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol or Bimei Mordechai VeEsther B'Shushan Abira, it's not the intention merely to say these are the Nisim that we're talking about, where they occurred, when they occurred, but rather that even though we are speaking in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, No delucho nesaper tilasecha, as I always point out, Al HaNisim does not have a verb of its own. What about Al HaNisim? The Teretz is No delucho al nisecha shebechol yom and Al HaNisim. In fact, the vav is most appropriate there, ve'al HaNisim. Regardless of what your nusach is, it's ke'ilu there's a vav. So nevertheless, even though it's praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we allow ourselves, we require perhaps, the understanding of this incredible shutfus between the emuna and the bitachon and the commitment and the mesiras nefesh that was part and parcel of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed. And I also always felt that in the Lashon HaRambam, whose Hebrew is nothing less than elegant all the time, there is a peculiarity in the way the Rambam explains the nes of Chanukah when he speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves Bnei Yisrael, and at one and the same time he speaks about the Chashmonoim saving Bnei Yisrael. Hashem is Yitzilam, Gavru Bnei HaChashmonoim v'Yitzilam. And that is because the role of Mordechai v'Esther and the role of the Chashmonoim are actually fundamental to the concept of Pirsume Nisa. You see, the Nakuda here is that Rabin Biad Ma'atim, Tmeim Biad Tahirim, Mishayim Biad Tzadikim, I think all underlie a certain yesod, a certain fundamental premise. And that fundamental premise ultimately is Rabin Biad Ma'atim. Rabbanu Shalom says, "Loi merubchem chashak Hashem b'chem ki atem hamaat mikol ha'amim." And there's a tremendous maelstrom, a whole whirlwind of shittas and values and hashkafas in the world, the Eastern world, the Western world. And then this little klal Yisrael is holding fast to its religious principles and its values and its Torah. And that is part of ki atem hamaat mikol ha'amim. That's part of chashak Hashem b'chem. Loi merubchem ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim. And that idea that ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim, and you're still around, is not merely because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise of avgam zos biyosam be'eretz ayveyem lo ma'astim lo ga'altim l'chalosam, but also because in every door, it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodam. B'chol dover ador omnim aleinu l'chaloseinu, physically, spiritually, and they're always the ma'atim, they're always the yechidim. I'm actually overwhelmed every time I think about this. Esther says, I haven't been called to the king, zeh shloishim yoim. And you know what that means. There's an implication here that isn't being spelled out because of the tznius of Megillas Esther. But anilo nikresi, we understand for what? And if she's going in without being called, Ashalo Yoshit HaMelech HaSharbit HaZov, Achaz Doso Lohamis. So, how would we have expected Esther to prepare once she is convinced that she'll go in and take her chances? So the Gemara tells us Esther Yirak Raka Saisa. Esther had a greenish complexion. She wasn't inherently beautiful. She wasn't objectively beautiful. But she was noisis chayin. Vati Esther noisis chayin be'enei kol rayeha. And this nesiyas chayin should l'chayra have been augmented by a whole array of cosmetics, by a long rest, by feeling hale and hearty, and by in consulting all of the beauticians of the palace. And instead, what does she say? She says, Leich knois es kol ha-yehudim. V'tzumu alai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu shlosh es yomim laylo v'yom. Af ani v'na arosai otzun kein uv'chein ovo el ha-melech asher lo chados. That to me is almost suicidal. Do you know what a person looks like, anybody, after fasting for 3 days? Could you imagine what kind of a shmata she was? Now, how do you expect a woman to come into the melech when that's the agenda of the melech, and that's all in his eyes to see, and it's a whim, and it's a moment, and she is going to be looking like that? The tremendous amount of emunah and bitachon, that she is now the instrument of the promise of Hashem, not to allow the destruction, not to tolerate the annihilation of Klal Yisrael. And another thing, tefillah. Tefillah is a peculiar thing. You know, you have to have a certain measure of confidence for tefillah. I think that all of the psukah de zimra that precede, even the brachas of kriyashma, the bracha of Gaal Yisrael in particular, the bracha of Geula says he did it in Mitzrayim. He took care of us. When we say Gaal Yisrael, we can say Goel Yisrael in the Shemoneh Esrei. And here you have a Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi chayev odom likos ha-Megillah b'layla v'lishnois v'ayoyim sh'ne'emar Eloikai yoyimim ekrav eloisane v'layla v'lo dumi ali. What is the Pasuk saying? That's the Pasuk in Amnatzeach al-Ayeles ha-Shachar, al-Ayeles ha-Shachar zu Esther. Esther begins by saying, Keili, Keili, loma azavtoni. Rochoik mi Yeshuasi divrei shagosi. And then she says, I called out to you when it's still daylight. Daylight always symbolizes it's still going okay, there's still hope. Laila is darkness, Laila is yiyush. Yoimam ekra, I called out when it's still yoimam v'loisana and you don't answer me. So the jig is up, it's finished, it's over. Then you stop, you close down. What's the point of tefillah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned us. Esther min HaTorah minayin. But she says, no, v'layla, it's layla, v'lo du mi'oli. That's why you laid it again, to prove the lo du mi'oli. I will not stop. It's a remarkable thing. Kriyasa zu'i ilula. It seems to me that part of the halel that makes this particular Megillah unique, that you don't lay in the regular halel, because the regular halal is all the agency of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani amati b'chavzi kol adam koizev. But it's all you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all you. But Megillah Esther is not all you, it's us. It's Esther, it's Mordechai. It's leich k'noises kol ha-yehudim v'tzumu alai. It's the confidence of their bitochem, in spite of the fact that it's dark, that they're still going to daven to Hashem, they will never give up. But as much as it is in Megillah Esther, it's even more so in the case of Chanukah. You have to understand what Rabin Biad Ma'atim really means. If you look at a war in a Melchama, you understand it a certain way. If you look at the other part of the Melchama of values, of attitudes, of ideals, of principles, then suddenly Rabin Biad Ma'atim takes on a completely different tinge. When you're in the minority, you're always in doubt. Maybe you're wrong. How could so many people be wrong? How could all of the others be wrong? They're so much in the majority. So maybe I'm wrong. You know, it's a really remarkable thing. Colleges are bastions of liberalism. And the whole philosophy is totally against the values of the Torah. Almost diametrically opposite. But they are so right. They are always so right. They're right enough to say that BDS is a mitzvah. They're right enough to say that of all the nations in the United Nations, Israel is the one and only pariah. They're right enough to say that in spite of the fact that around them in the Middle East, they're tearing each other to shreds, But the only culprit is the Israeli government. And the only victim is the poor forlorn Palestinian. There's such a majority. There's so many of them. There's such a voice, such a koil. And we are the koil kari by Midbar. You know, there's a very remarkable medrash. Actually, I chanced upon the medrash. I must have seen the medrash many times. It never paid. You know something, it's very interesting. You have to pay attention to a medrash, but the medrash has to pay attention to you also. It has to catch you. It has to catch, it has to wink at you. It has to say, take a look at me. Look at me again. There's so much here. Don't go by me. Don't just pass by. Stop for a while. So this Medrash, I must have learned it many times. In Dvarim Rabbah. I went through Medrash Rabbah many, many times. I never paid attention to it at all. I was learning Mishle recently and I gave a shir. Toiva toichachas megula me'avam suteres. A revealed toichacha, an open critique, is better than a love which really covers up for all kinds of evil. Suddenly I discovered a medrash for the first time because my eyes opened up. Like Eloka de Meir Aneni, Kol Olam Sumim. The medrash says as follows. Eila HaDvarim, right at the beginning of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Maichiach, right? Bamidbar, Barova, Malsuf, Parim, Teufel. Eila HaDvarim Zeshoma HaKosuf, Teufel, Teuchachas, Megula, Me'ava, Mesuteres, Mishle Chav Zayin, Pasuk Hei. Elu toichochos shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. They are better. Me'ava misuteres. Who's the ava misuteres? Se Bilam harosha. Bilei ploy. I wasn't aware that Bilam had any ava in him at all. Well, Bilam does say matovu alecha Yaakov mishkanei secha Yisrael. And it would seem from Chazal that at that moment he actually meant it. But this medrash doesn't go with that mahalach. The Medrash says, "Zebilam harosha shahaya mevarech, v'haya echad b'libay ve'echad b'piv." There was no piv b'libay shavit. He was insincere. Well, to tell me, I need a Medrash to tell me that Bilam was insincere. But listen to what the pasuk says. The Medrash, "Bo loymar matoivu oyalecha moyav mishkenaisecha amoin." U'pasak hakodesh baruch hu litzavaro. Va'omar matoivu alecha Yaakov. Avol Moshe hayu toicha chaysav megulos. So every time I learned this medrash, I went right by, like a speeding express train. And this time I made a local stop. What in the world does it mean? What did Chazal have in mind that Bilam intended to say matoivu alecha? If it would have told me, what's my question? My question is this. If it would have asked, or if it would have stated, that Bilam intended to say how bad you're Olamar Yaakov, how awful Mishkanei Secha Yisrael, or a curse upon Olecha Yaakov, a curse upon Mishkanei Secha Yisrael, yes. But that's not what it says. It says, Matoivu, he wanted to say, Matoivu Olecha Moyov Mishkanei Secha Amoin. First of all, what in the world is that bechlal? And then it dawned on me that this is one of the most unbelievably relevant and current midrashim that you could find in the entire Sefer Dvarim Rabbah. You know what they're saying? They're saying that Bilam had values. Bilam had values. The licentiousness, the prurience, the tremendous hefkeris, as long as you don't hurt anybody. As long as you don't hurt anybody. As long as it's mutual consent. As I once said, you can't be with a behemoth because the behemoth can't give you consent. That's the only reason. And Bilam somehow got around that too, apparently, from Chazal. But Matoivu Alecha Moyav says Moyav has it right. You, Yisrael, are wrong. You created rules. You fettered us. You denied us our liberal sensibilities, You don't let us do this and that, and it's all sheker v'chazav. The only thing that matters is to have a good time. The only thing that's of value is what you pay for. Your heroes are the sports figures and the movie play actors and all of those people that make so much money entertaining the entire world, which has billions of people, and who are you anyhow? You little tiny ki'atem amat mikol ha'amim with your silly values. You have silly values. You're so conservative. You're so in denial. You're so in denial of modernity. You're in denial of the truth of science. You're in denial of history. You're in denial of having a good time. And you also enslave the person with the opiate of the masses. With the opiate of the masses yesterday suddenly becomes today something else. It doesn't make a difference what they call it. But Yiddishkeit is something that is of the past. It's no longer necessary, it's no longer relevant, it's no longer right, and it's oppressive, and it oppresses others. That's Matoivo Alecha Moyev. Moyev is the wave of the future, Moyev is right, Moyev is moral. Moyev is moral. There's a precedent to that, by the way. You know what that precedent was called? Sdoim. Seriously. Sdoim had rules, they had laws. Never mind that the foundation stone of all those rules and all those laws was a xenophobia, because they didn't want to have immigrants and they couldn't stand strangers and they were terrified that someone would take away their glorious Gan Eden. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say, Anshei Sdoim roim v'chatoim la'Hashem mi'oid, when the girl is smeared with honey because she helped a poor person. And they put her on the roof to be stung to death. Zakas doim va'amayra ki rabba. But it's all with rules and all with laws and all with philosophies. And the truth of the matter is the Chashmoneim, Rabin Biad Ma'atim includes, it's almost like a subcategory. It's a corroboration. You know what Rabin Biad Ma'atim also means, as if to say, Tmeyim Biad Tahirim. Rishoyim biyad tzaddikim. There'll always be many more Rishoyim than tzaddikim. There'll always be many more Tmeyim than Tahirim. There'll always be many more Zaydim than Oiskei Sarasecha. And because of that, the victory required an incredible Mesiris Nefesh. But the Mesiris Nefesh was not of the flesh. It was not even of the person's courage. It wasn't that they had the courage of their convictions. I would suggest that they had the conviction of their courage. You see, the point is that you have all these people that are saying we are the wave of the future. And you have to know that there are thousands of Greek and Latin words in Chazal as of today. Thousands. Now, if that isn't the Hashpah, what is? What about the Gemara that says that the only language you can learn the Torah in, and Torah can be written in for Kriya, is Greek? Yevonis. If you say, shall yefes ba'ol eshem, yafta leikim leyefes, v'yishkoin bi'ol eshem, in the tense of shame. So how do you explain that? How do you explain that you could go up against that kind of sophistication, that kind of wave of the future, that kind of embrace that the entire Roman world, or the whole Mediterranean world? You know how many books argue that the only reason that Christianity was successful to conquer the entire world was because it was mislabish in a Hellenized levush? Hellenism in Palestine, Greek in Palestine, have a tremendous hashpah. Not everywhere, but in so many places. Philo Alexandreus, he doesn't know Hebrew. And if he does know, we don't know about it, because he wrote in Greek, but he wrote a very sophisticated Greek, a very, very, very intellectual, sophisticated Greek. And he was obviously writing for Hamonam. He was writing for people who knew Greek. People who knew Greek and went to shul. People who knew Greek and daven. People who knew Greek and lain the Torah. And everything was in Greek. They didn't know a word of Hebrew. Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. You know what kind of a hashpah that is? I'm not even sure that anything today merits its equal. And yet, and even if it goes into the Beis HaMikdash, partzu by pratzos, and even if there's a mizbeach and the pig is on the mizbeach, and the pig's identity is Athens and Rome, and it's on our mizbeach, and it's threatening the entire fabric of Yiddishkeit, and there's rabbim and rabbim and rabbim and rabbim, tmeim, rishoyim, zaydim, and we are the ma'at. We are that ma'at min ha'or that has to be doicha harbe min ha'choshech. That's why they are heroic. And I believe that's why they were written into the Al HaNisim. Because Chanukah and Purim required that kind of courage that says, I don't care what my eyes see, and I don't care what my ears hear. I am the Iver Kemeshulam. I am Matim Oznai. I don't want to hear. I don't have to hear. All I hear is the Koel HaTorah. Koel HaTorah Nishma Baratzeinu. All I hear is the sound of the Tehillim. All I hear is the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koel Gadol V'lo Yosef from Har Sinai. That's what I hear. And everything else is static. Everything else is chaos. Everything else is false. No matter how many people will scream, I'm also a person, and you're wrong, and I'm right. And look how many we are. The Rav spoke, you know, about Adam the first. He speaks about majestic man. That was the Greek. Greek philosophy, Greek values, Greek literature, Greek art, the gymnasium, the Greek body, the Xeris against Mila, against Rosh Chodesh, against Torah, these were all part and parcel of the disparity, the difference between their hashkofa, the hashkofa of majestic man, and the hashkofa of the man of humility, the man who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems to me that if somebody would ask, and I say this more al pidrush than anything else, how do you reconcile the two lashonos of the Rambam, which so many sforim speak about? The Rambam in the Pirush, in the Yad HaChazaka, says that the mitzvah is leida sheyesha motzi rishon, yediya. But on the other hand, in mitzvah aleph, in the sefer mitzvahs, he says, at least in the translation of Ibn Tibbon, that's the strangest thing. I didn't have the time to look up how it is in the original Arabic, but I imagine it must be that way. Lahamin, to believe. So al pidrush only. I would like to reconcile those two. I think there are certain times when maybe on occasion you are the rabbim. Maybe the rabbim in that Dalet Amos, the rabbim in that Beis Medrash, maybe a rabbim in Bnei Brak, a rabbim in Lakewood, I don't know. A rabbim on 185th Street, corner Amsterdam Avenue, at least in one corner of Amsterdam Avenue. So maybe you are the rabbim. So maybe it's enough lahamin. Seriously, lahamin. But when there's a challenge and a challenge and a challenge and a challenge, and suddenly you become the ma'atim, and there's such an inroad and there's such a pressure, zebechoy v'zebechoy. And the atheism today, there's a new atheism. The atheism that is in total denial. They're not even mesupik on any level whatsoever. Avada givis, Rachmano litzlan. Then suddenly the lahamin has to become leida. That's how you fight back. The lahamin becomes leida. Suddenly, because there are so many of them, adarabba va'adarabba, the emunah powers itself. It gets its source of energy. It plugs into the fact that the others are rabbim and says no. No! And many times again, no. And from that, lahamin becomes leida. I'll give you a similar analogy of what I'm driving at. And by the way, for that you have to be zoicha to a lot of siyata d'shmaya. When the Yizkashmonoyim went to fight, they didn't go to fight about something that most probably we're right. Or we have a masorah that we're right. It's because we are right. We are incontrovertibly right. We are absolutely and totally right. There is no infinity one and infinity two and infinity three. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. This isn't Cantor's infinities. There's only one infinity. There's only one infinite. There's only one Torah. There's only one Masaira of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai Masaira Yeshua. And we are part of that Masaira. That's how Imel Aviv Alim Alay Reisiv, Esechav Lahikiv, Esbanav Layada, Kishamri Masecha, Uvrischa Yinsoru. That is Leida. That's not Lahamid. My analogy, the Levaya of my father, who went through Shiva Meduri Gehenna, I once spoke about it. So I said that the Pasuk says also in Mishlei, Ish Emunos Rav Brachos. And I asked the question, what is Emunos in the plural? There's only one Emuna. And I said that sometimes that first Emuna that you have, that one Emuna isn't enough. When you see that all of Klal Yisrael around you is being wiped out, people are being shoveled alive into the forest pits in Ponari, right outside of Vilna. When out of 80,000 Jews, some ran into the forest and the rest of them were murdered and only 200 are left in the ghetto, including my father and my mother. They were the survivors of the ghetto of Vilna. When my stepmother came from a place called Jagger, where I think there were four people survived the whole town, then that first Emuna isn't enough. It's just not enough. So what does the Ma'amin do? He gets himself another Emuna. That second Emuna I call Leida. I call it Leida. And that's what the Pasuk says, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak, V'yametz Libecha, V'kaveh El Hashem. Now the truth is that that's all fine and good in the global picture, in the big Melchama, which we are all part of. We are all Chashmonayim and we're all part of the Melchama. But I think this idea of Leida applies to something much more intimate, much more typical, much more down to earth. In our daily lives as a Talmud, as a Ben Torah, you can have doubts about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels about us. And for that you have to have Emunah. And that Emunah sometimes has to be a Leida. But you could also have a lot of doubts about yourselves. Where do I stand? Lagabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do I stand? Lagabe my Chaverim. Where do I stand in the Beis Medrash? Where do I stand? Lagabe the Torah. And what about Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifra, Mechilta? What about Kabbalah? What about this? What about that? You start making these cheshbonos and you begin to feel so inadequate and so not capable. And that person has to have an emunah in himself. And when that emunah is not enough, because the sfeikus add up, then the person has to become a yodea that he has those koiches hanefesh. It's a medrash mishlei that has, in one form or another, a replication in quite a few other medrashim. Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Kaelis Rabbah. Very famous medrash. Rabbi Pliny Omer, L'mahadava doimeh l'tlulis shel afa. There's a big mound of earth, a huge mound of earth. Hatipesh Omer, mi yuchal hasiro mikan. Who can take it away? And he turns away and he says, all right, so there's a big Tulula Shalafa, what can I do? And he goes home. Vapikeach Omer. Lo yodam echad nosnei kan. Somebody put it here. It's artificial, this huge mound of earth. If he put it there, I can take it away. But you'll ask, how do I do it? Ani osir mishpela echad ayoim v'acheres l'machar. And before you know it, it'll be gone. Acherim omrim, another give a different mashal. L'kikar tolui b'shmei kaira. There's a kikar, he's hungry. And there is a kikar, but the kikar is all the way on top, on the top of a tree. Tipesh Omer, mi yale hashamayim. It's hopeless. So he remains hungry. Hapikeach Omer lo yodam acher tla. Didn't somebody hang it there? It didn't fly there by itself. It wasn't born there. So if somebody put it there, I can get it down. Ekshar kona al kona vayridena. I'll tie one stick to another, I'll make a very long stick, and that's how I'll get it down. V'acherim oimrim, l'krastol nokuv shemachnis bazeh o motzi bazeh. Person has a basket. The basket has a hole in the bottom. A person has a barrel that he has to fill with water. And the barrel has a hole. And every time he pours water in, the water comes out on the other end. He's accomplished nothing. Tipesh oimer, maza hanoa yesh li baze. What's the point? Vapikeach oimer lo yischar yegia ani notel. The Vilna Gaon had an incredible footnote to this barrel that has a hole on the bottom. He says there's some people that come into the Beis Medrash and they don't understand a word. They're just not capable. Maybe they can sit and say Tehillim a whole day. That's about it. A person's giving a shiur. They're sitting in the Beis Medrash. There's nothing. They don't understand a single word. So the Tipesh Omer, what's the point? It goes in one ear, it goes out the other. A person who doesn't have a zikaron, he hears a shiur, b'shas maisa maybe understands it, but the next day it's gone. Somebody asks him, what did the Rav say? What did the Rosh Yeshiva say? What did your Rebbe say? I don't know, I don't remember. And he says to himself, why am I wasting my time here? So you know what the Vilna Gaon says? He gets paid for pouring water into the barrel. But then you could ask a question, Achnami gets a lot of money, so why should he give up the job? But after all, isn't it debilitating? He says, in a way, yes, but you have to know one thing. It's the cleanest barrel around. Cleanest barrel. Person sits in a Beis Medrash. He's not in the street. Person's not in the street. He's not in the subway. He's not by the goy. He's not in Hollywood. He's not on the internet. He's not in the schmutz of the world because he sits in the Beis Medrash. But the other two, there's a kikar on top. You know that it's valuable, you know that it's good, you know that you need it, but you think it's inaccessible. And the first mashal, it's so hard. My yetzer hara is pulling me so much in the opposite direction. So you have to become a chashmonoi. And to become a chashmonoi, emunah is not enough. It's not enough to have confidence and faith in your confidence. You have to have the kind of confidence that you know. And you know how you become someone who knows his koiches hanefesh? When it becomes a muchrach to have those koiches hanefesh. So that's why I believe that the rabbim and the rishoyim and the zaydim and the tmeim create the ma'atim and their koiches. Because there is no other way. It's really you. You make a cheshbon. There's tens of thousands of Bnei Torah. And there's millions of people totally lost. Millions of people totally lost. How are you going to vote? Are you going to vote and say, well, if it's not me, it'll be another Ben Torah. The fellow that's sitting next to me, the Baal Kishrin. The fellow sitting next to me, the Masmid, the fellow sitting next to me who davens a very serious Shmon Esrei, look at his face, the face of an angel. But it's not going to be me. And the problem with that is that Hashem needs you desperately. Because you are part of those ma'atim. Ki atem ha-ma'at mikol ha'amim. And you need it desperately because without the Torah we are lost. And there isn't anything of any value besides. That's the lesson, really, ultimately, of Chanukah and Purim. That's the lesson of Esther when she walks in and she says, look at me, Achashverosh. What do you see? And Achashverosh has no brera. His hand simply, almost in a reverse paralysis, stretches itself out, Baal Korchoi, and hands the Sharvit HaZohav to her. Because she is so powerful, because she is Ma'atim, and Tahirim, and Oiske Seirasecha, and Tzadikim. Or the Chashmonoim, who go with that koyach of knowing that would it not be for them, there's not going to be a Klal Yisrael left. Because Hellenism is so powerful, and so charming, and so much the wave of the future. Never mind that it's Tmeim, and Rishoyim, and Zaydim. But it's Rabbim. It's Rabbim. My father, Zichrono Livracha, used to tell us that in Navardik, that's where he learned for quite a while, when he was a youngster, in the Navartika Yeshiva in a place called Pinsk with Reb Shmuel Weintraub, the Rosh Yeshiva. The Stipler was there at the time. They told a story that the Rosh Yeshiva once met a former Talmud, a Talmud who abandoned the Yeshiva and went out into the world. And the Rosh Yeshiva asked him, "Tell me, in the Yeshiva, it was so warm, we were so good to you. You had such a beautiful place here. Why did you leave the Yeshiva?" He says, Rebbe, what could I do? There's such a big world out there. Big world." He's also saying, "Katem amat mikol amim." So the Rosh Yeshiva asked him, "Tell me, my dearest Talmud, tell me. This big world out there, the majority of the world is smart or stupid? Oy, Rebbe, are they stupid? You can't even imagine how stupid they are. So tell me, are they rich or are they poor? Poor. India, China, Africa, poor. Some are they healthy or are they sick? Oh, there's so many sick people around. Let me get this straight," he says to him. "You left this beautiful, wonderful yeshiva for a world, a big world, that's poor and sick and stupid." That's what Chanukah says. Stay in the Beis Medrash, Kindalach. Stay in the Beis Medrash. Cleave to the Torah, but have confidence in your capacities. You are the descendants of the Chashmonaim. Kohanim or not Kohanim, it doesn't make a difference. If we are still here, Eden, Erlecha Eden, Shomrei Torah, Mitzvahs, we are wearing the mantle of the Chashmonaim more than Elisha wore the mantle of Eliyahu. And every single one of us matters. And every single one of us can be great in our Avodas Hashem. And every single one of us can only be great if the Lahamin in ourselves, which by many people is lacking to begin with, and that's not enough, it has to be Leida. Just like there's a Leida Sheyesha Motzi Rishon. When push comes to shove, and the jig is almost up, and the Chashmonaim have to declare their commitment. It can't be a commitment of Lahamin, it has to be a commitment of Leida. But the commitment of Leida and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only be possible if there's a commitment of Leida about who the Chashmonaim are and can be. And that's what I wanted to share with you this Chanukah. Again, a Freilich and Chanukah, we should be Zeicha, Taka to the Gula, Shleima, B'mehela, V'yameinu, Amen.